Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there was a statement made yesterday by Ilhan Omar, Minnesota, and she says that she does not regret equating U.S. soldiers and Marines in Afghanistan with the atrocities of the Taliban, and she does not regret saying that Israel is the equivalent of Hamas, who launched about 4,000 rockets into Israel to start that dispute. Now, let me tell you something. Ilhan Omar is on the Foreign Affairs Committee. She should not be on the Foreign Affairs Committee. She's the vice chair for Africa on the Foreign Affairs Committee. In Africa, we have Navy SEALs and Green Berets and Delta Force people fighting al-Shabaab, fighting al-Qaeda, who are descending and simply genociding Christians and animist tribes. We cannot have somebody as the vice chair for Africa on the Foreign Affairs Committee who equates our soldiers with the Terrorist and War Crimes Act of people for which they're defending the native population. We simply can't have that. Enough is enough. So I think that Nancy Pelosi, as soon as possible, should remove her from the Foreign Affairs Committee. There are plenty of other committees. There's a new committee started on economic disparity and economic justice. AOC's on that committee. Let Ilhan Omar go on that committee. And I know Omar heads will call up and say, no, no, we got to defend her. No, enough is enough. You do not equate Marines and soldiers and Navy sailors with people who butcher schoolgirls. You simply do not do that. You do not equate Israel, our ally in the Middle East. And we have other good allies. Jordan's an ally. Egypt is increasingly becoming an ally. United Arab Emirates. United Arab Emirates, people joining the Abraham Accords, possibility of peace over there. To have a clown on the Foreign Affairs Committee equating Israel and the United States with Hamas and the Taliban, you cannot have in the Foreign Affairs Committee. So be it. So be it. Now we are going to the Congress. Another atrocity. Nancy Pelosi finally put to a vote how they're going to investigate the January 6th insurrection, how they're going to investigate it. The Democrats, of course, all supported the commission to investigate it, the special House investigative panel. It was only necessitated because Moscow Mitch ginned up a couple of senators to not join the request in the Senate to make it bipartisan and be a sense of the Congress itself. It originally went through with all Democratic votes and 35 Republican House votes. It went to the Senate and it went through with 57 or 8 Senate votes, but not 60. You know, when you have 58% of the Senate and something like 60% of the House for it, that is the sense of the Congress. Yet Moscow Mitch stopped it. So the only choice is for the House to do it itself, put up a commission with subpoena power. 13 people on it, 8 Democrats, 5 Republicans. Nancy Pelosi said she's going to appoint a Republican as one of her 8. So there'll be 7 Democrats and 6 Republicans with subpoena power. She will appoint them all, and the Republicans will be in consultation with Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader. That way she can screen out the nuts. The ones that have volunteered are Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz. I'm sure that Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Gomer of Texas, a lot of really strange rangers, Mo Brooks, Nunez, Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, all these guys, screens out the nuts. She'll screen out the nuts. Anyway, this went through just the House, and this time only 2 Republicans voted for it. All Democrats, but 2 Republicans. Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, excellent people. You know, I'm going to disagree with them on a lot of issues, but I'll tell you what, they're standing up for the Constitution. On January 6th, it turns out that these insurrectionists penetrated from 8 different points. That wasn't known before. In some cases, the Capitol Police simply opened the gates for them because they thought, okay, these are just a bunch of guys going to march around. Suddenly, they attacked the police. One policeman's eye got gouged out. Several are beaten up. They're stood up against the wall and beaten in the stomach and the face, thrown on the ground and trampled, dragged down the stairs with their heads bumping on the stairs. One guy, eyes gouged out, a cop. Another one stabbed with a pole. Another one squirted with bear spray right in his face, and he had a stroke the next day and died. His name is Brian Sicknick. An insurrectionist shot as they were about to break into the chamber to murder members of Congress. They had a gallows out there that said, "Hang Mike Pence." They walked through the hall shouting, "Where's Mike Pence? Hang Mike Pence." "Oh, Nancy." Lauren Boebert, Republican nutcase from Colorado, gave a quote tour, end quote, to some quote tourists, end quote, the previous day to show them the offices and where they were, and then tweeted out the day of, "Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber," i.e. don't bother finding her in the chamber, you'll find her somewhere else. This was an insurrection. This will go down in history as an insurrection. And Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy don't want it even investigated. And both of them the day after gave very strong statements. On January 7th, they both said Trump is toast. He ginned this up. Moscow Mitch said a prosecutor can handle it with Trump, and that's the end of his influence, and they both denounced it. And then they read the polls, and the polls show that a lot of the Republican Party is still with Trump and don't want to go after Trump. And then they changed their tune. They changed their tune. And now they don't want to even investigate it. It is shameful, 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 shameful that only two Republicans now, whereas there were 35 before, were willing to vote for this. What's really shameful is there are going to be six Republican seats, five assigned to Republicans and one that Nancy Pelosi will pick a Republican. And I suppose she'll ask Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. I don't know if they'll accept or not. Maybe they will. But she won't take any of the nuts. She's not going to take Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's not going to take Matt Gaetz, Gosar, Gohmert, Nunez, Mo Brooks, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Lauren Boebert. She's not going to pick any of them, any of them. So what's left? Are there any moderates left? Katko of New York said he won't do it. He was the chairman that set it up before. We're going to go to the lines quickly. We're going to a break. Wisco Paul, we have about a minute. Share your wisdom. I love hearing it. And then I'll come in after the break.
All right. Thanks for taking my call, Matt. My thoughts are that the GOP representatives that had signed on to January 6th, even signed on to Trump, are going to go down in the ash bin of history. They're all on the record, and this is all going to be put in history. And we have two particular gentlemen in this state that are just beyond terrible. Senator Johnson, ash bin of history, for being on the side of these insurrectionist people. You cannot do that in this country and not be held accountable. Right. And the last one is a state senator, Kapinga, for goodness sake. You have a letter. I hope they put that in the history books as what not to do, how evil and terrible person you are. These people are, you just get reach a point, is when is enough enough? It's just, it drives me nuts.
Excellent comments, Paul. We're going to a break. I'm going to pick up on that afterwards, but Johnson has really simply betrayed Wisconsin, and Kapinga is the guy that wrote the thing called Stalinist groveling. Stalinist groveling to Trump ever Trump attacked him for not voting for a cyber ninja operation here. There's a lot on that I'm going to get to right after the break. Thanks for calling in. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.